Welcome back to Tuning In. Here's your host, Jan Merrill.
Welcome back. This is Jan Merrill. I'm talking to Donna Gates, a nutritional consultant and author of The Body Ecology Diet. And, you know, Donna, St. Augustine said, miracles do not happen in contradiction to nature, but only in contradiction to that which is known to us in nature. And that's what I so love about your book, is that you're able to tell us how to get healthy just by respecting nature and working with nature. And what I want to do is ask you to explain to our listeners the theories that you present in your book in a moment, but we do have a caller on the line, and we have Eli waiting to ask your question from Seattle. Hello, Eli.
Hi, Jan, and hi, Donna. I've been on the diet for a little bit over 3 months now, and one thing that you say in a part of the book is that vitamins contribute to the detoxification of the system, and because the liver can't really process them. So I'm wondering why this is, and why the super green drink and products like it are more preferable to taking than vitamins.
Well, most of the vitamins that we take are man-made, and they don't have that synergy of ingredients that you'll find in a natural food. There's vitamins and minerals, for example, in vegetables, but there's fiber and many other things in there that are working, enzymes and so on, that are working to make that food a food that the body recognizes and knows how to accept. So I'm always encouraging people to, first and foremost, take things in exactly as close to the way nature made them as possible. And actually, nature has the secrets for healing. Like when I try to understand something, I go back and I say to myself, well, how does nature do it? And in asking myself that question, I've been able to find a lot of solutions for people. So I think we have to go back to that ancient respect that people had at one time with nature. I don't know if you got to catch the show, Eli, when Howard Piper was on.
Yes, I did listen to that last week.
Right, and what he was talking about was how we could be taking gobs and gobs of vitamins, but if your body's not absorbing the vitamins, it's pointless, and that's why he's such a believer in whole foods. But, you know, he also recommends digestive enzymes, so I'm going to skip to a question I was hoping to get in later on, Donna, and ask you how you feel about taking digestive enzymes.
I think they're very valuable in the beginning, and Howard actually is a good friend.
Really?
We have a lot of similar beliefs, yes. And the reason digestive enzymes help so much in the beginning is the digestive tract of most people today is extremely weak, and we need that kind of assistance in the beginning. But one of our goals at Body Ecology is to get the digestive tract up and running back to the way it was supposed to be when we were born. And that's why the inner ecosystem is so essential, that inner world that I was talking about of microflora living in the small and large intestines. They do so many critical things. They digest our food. They know how to change the food so that it is broken down into the form so that it goes through the walls of the intestine, gets into the blood, gets into the right into the organs as they're needed. So we need these microflora there first and foremost, or we don't have good digestion and we don't assimilate foods properly. So yes, I believe in natural foods, Eli, but I think very, very importantly, I believe that we have to have good digestion in place first and foremost.
Okay?
Okay. And so one of the products that I'm taking from your company is Inner Echo Guard, and mm-hmm. I believe that this is a digestive enzyme.
The Inner Echo Guard is actually another bacteria or probiotic, a good bacteria that has the ability to go after some of the pathogens that are so often living in the intestinal tract of people, because when we lack the healthy bacteria from birth, it's very easy for us to pick up pathogens, parasites. Mm-hmm. They have to be gotten rid of. If you're going to set up a new world inside of your intestines, you want to get rid of the bad guys. Just if you were going into an area in a city that was mostly slums before other people would move in there and you could build homes and schools and families would come to live there, you would have to clean up the slums, get rid of all the bad people and clean them all, you know, maybe level all the old homes and build new ones. And so we literally have to do that inside our intestinal tract. So we have all the products in our line are really designed completely to do this. It's focused on the digestion. Every product in there has some important role to play with digestion.
I really felt this, like you say in the book, in the first couple of weeks, where you go on to the diet and you start not eating all the bad things. And I had the flu for about 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
I had incredible, you know, like pains in the body. And a lot of it had to do with my sinuses because I've had a lot of problems with my teeth. And like my right ear, it was incredible how sore and different things all of a sudden would happen. And, you know, I really attribute that to what you were saying about, you know, having to clean out the pathogens.
Mm-hmm. Well, also the cleansing, that's what you were experiencing, that cleansing phenomenon, that's the reward that you get when you start to change your diet. You actually worked hard by eating well every day to earn the reward of all those cleansing symptoms. They're not a comfortable, but they are a good sign because poisons are leaving your body, and when it's finished, you're definitely going to feel better, and you'll go through that over and over again. One of the ways you can make the cleansing less uncomfortable like that is to do colon therapy. And so I have a chapter in the book on the importance of going to a colon therapist. That's why I have even said to people sometimes, if I can look at them and see how toxic they are, don't start on this diet until you've done maybe 4 colonics to get that the poisons out of their body, down in their colon area, for example. And then when they start eating well, they'll have the die-off, but they won't be so uncomfortable from the die-off.
Right. Should we just define for people what you mean by die-off?
Well, that's the yeast, for example. When you stop feeding them and when the blood becomes slightly alkaline, and that is one of the principles that you wanted to get into, Jan, is
right,
the acid alkaline. Yeah, we are working to move the blood back where it's slightly alkaline, and when it is alkaline, the bad guys can't grow inside of you anymore. Cancer cells don't grow when the blood's properly alkaline. Mycoplasmas, pathogenic bacteria, fungus, yeast, parasites, viruses do not grow when the blood's slightly alkaline. So the body called you diet is a diet that's going to keep your blood properly alkalized. And then these yeast, for example, start to die. The viruses die. And when they die and they are flooding into the bloodstream and the body can't get rid of them fast enough, that's when you get the flu-like symptoms that Eli was talking about.
Mm-hmm. So that's a natural part of the clearing process.
It is. And again, you can ease that and ease the discomfort by cleaning your colon, either with home enemas or colonics. Very important.
I see.
You see, when people get toxic like that, and they're going through a cleansing phenomenon, they often can't go on. They can't go out and shop for healthy foods and prepare foods for themselves, and they're miserable. I think so many people have this condition that there will come a time where we actually have centers where people will go and stay for 2 or 3 weeks while they're going through this period, just the way an alcoholic would maybe go.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me. Well, I thank you for your call tonight, Eli.
Okay, thank you very much. Good night, Donna and Jan.
Take care.
Eli.
Let's touch on some of these principles before we come up to the next break. We have a few minutes here. I think you can kind of summarize each of them for us as we go through
the principle of cleansing was the one that Eli just explained to us so clearly.
Right.
And then there's the principle of acid alkaline. So if we all went to the moon and tried to, you know, jump off the spaceship, we'd die immediately unless we were wearing proper space equipment. So that's exactly what it's like for these viruses and yeast that live in our blood. If we can take our blood or make our blood slightly alkaline, they can't live in it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we can't live on the moon. So we are, you know, the body culture diet is a very is a diet that's going to create the right kind of blood alkalinity. And we are very, very acid today, and that's to people who have diabetes and are overweight and have hormone imbalances and parasites, everything is really because we're way too acidic.
Well, as you can hear, we're coming up on a break. So what I'm going to do is we'll go to the break, we'll come back, and we'll complete this discussion on the principles involved in the book and what you need to do to get your body into a healthy state. We'll be right back with Donna Gates after these messages.
Tuning in with Jan Merrill. We'll be right back. Jan Merrill's channeled phone readings can help you access the highest potential for progress in every aspect of your life, including relationships, career, business, and karma. Maximum health, happiness, and prosperity can be attained. Visit www.janmerrill.com and find out how to magnetize more positive people and events to you by having regular channeled phone readings. That's JANMERYL.com. www.janmerrill.com.
No one knows your child better than you. The color of her eyes, the warmth of her smile. But can you perform CPR? What if she were choking or unconscious? Each year, 30 million kids need emergency care. And no matter how much you think you know, you can always be better prepared. Talk with your healthcare provider or call for a brochure, 1-888-ASK-HRSA, and get the right care when it counts.
Awaken your inner power to heal and foster positive change in your life. Read Energy 101, The Key to Understanding Holistic Health, written by medical intuitive Jan Merrill. Learn self-healing techniques for clearing karma and find out why previous attempts to heal may have failed. Energy 101, The Key to Understanding Holistic Health, explains how your energetic script creates your life and health. To order, go to www.janmerrill.com. That's JANMERYL.com.
This is Dale Hausner. Get your ringside seat every Monday night at 10 for 50. I'm a former amateur boxer as well as photographer, ring announcer, and writer for several boxing magazines and websites. Every week, I will bring you my wealth of experience to the airwaves for a comprehensive look at the local, national, and international boxing scene. That's Fist City with Dale Hausner, Monday nights at 10.
Only on AM 1100 KFNX.
See ya.
Talk to our expert host. Call toll-free. 866-536-1100. In the Phoenix area, call 602-277-KFNX.
Welcome back to Tuning In. Here's your host, Jan Merrill.
Welcome back. This is Jan Merrill, and I'm talking to Donna Gates. And Donna, I'm just going to let you continue with the principles in the body ecology diet for optimum health.
Okay, well, there's the principle of food combining, and I've had people say over the years that food combining isn't important, but it's very important because we have quite weak digestive tracts today, and when you're eating a meal and you have a lot of different types of foods in it, let's say you've got protein and grains and fruits, that's awfully hard for the stomach to digest. So we recommend that people decide, okay, now I want a protein meal. My body's needing protein, animal protein at the moment, so I'm going to have some fish or chicken or eggs. And then you're going to have that with non-starchy vegetables, broccoli, asparagus, kale, collards, there's tons of choices. You'll find you digest your food much, much better that way. If you want a grain meal, also combine that with non-starchy vegetables or starchy vegetables. You could have like quinoa, for example, or millet and have it with potatoes and broccoli and green beans or whatever. And then you can, if you're going to have fruit, you would have it alone on an empty stomach. But on the body ecology diet, we don't do fruit because it feeds you. It's too much sugar in it. Also, so many people today have weak adrenals. And the Fit for Life program recommended that people have fruit in the morning, but when you do have fruit in the morning like that, it weakens the adrenals for the whole rest of the day. So we don't recommend fruit at all in the beginning until the inner ecosystem is established, well established. You have lots of good bacteria living in the gut. And then these bacteria will eat up that sugar in that piece of fruit, and it doesn't damage you. This is really nature's way too. Nature intended for us to come into this world. This inner ecosystem would be set up just as we're entering the world. And then our first food, mother's milk, is actually very sweet, has sugars in it that are essential for life. And then later on, we would move to foods, other foods, fruits and vegetables, for example. Even grains have sugar in them. Rice does. And we could then digest those easily, and the sugars would become valuable. They'd even encourage the growth of the friendly bacteria, but they wouldn't damage us. They wouldn't cause us to age. They wouldn't make our blood too acidic. They wouldn't, feed
pathogens. Right.
So that's the food combining rule, anyway, is an important one for weight digestion. And it's also the secret for staying very slender. If you follow the food combining rules, you'll just naturally keep at a much healthier weight.
I was just going to mention that to you, that it really, the interesting thing to me was that you mentioned that when you combine the proteins with the carbohydrates, that slows down the digestive tract. So automatically, by following those rules, you tend to lose weight when you do apply
these rules. I've always been amazed that the programs like Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig don't promote this, because I don't see how you can keep your weight down without.
Well, I'll tell you, I found it difficult to eliminate things like sandwiches.
That's
food wraps. You know?
That's true. And they're easy and they're convenient. But what we do in the Buddy Holly diet that makes us quite unique is that we promote the eating of cultured foods that have been fermented. And that means that we take lots of different types of vegetables and shred them and pack them tightly into a jar and let them sit out on your counter for a week or two. Then you start to eat them, and they're loaded with wonderful bacteria. They're enzyme-rich. They're full of this good bacteria that helps begin to correct your all kinds of problems in your body. It sets up this inner world. We also take the liquid out of the young green coconuts, the young Thai coconuts, and we ferment that. And then now there's somebody bringing this coconut water into the country for us, which is great, and that can be fermented as well. When you start drinking this fermented coconut water, it's just magical. The skin starts to glow. You start to go back and age, 5, 10, 15 years.
Right, and that's one of the miracles that you and I were talking about, and that's why I read that quote from St. Augustine, because your book is just packed with little miracles.
I can say this on a show like yours, Jan, but I feel this work is actually guided by spirit, that there's a divine power that very much wants people to be well today, and this information is missing from everything out there. If you're doing the high-protein diet, you've got to have the body ecology understanding, the understanding of the inner ecosystem, or all that protein gets down into the intestines. There are all kinds of toxic byproducts that are produced down in the intestines, and they can cause Crohn's and colitis and diverticulitis and even cancer. If you're on the raw foods diet, which, a lot of people don't digest raw foods because they're raw vegetables, for example, are hard to digest. They have a lot of cellulose in them. We don't have the enzymes for digesting that in our bodies the way cows do, for example. So we say culture those vegetables, ferment them, and then they're not only easy to digest, but the vitamins and minerals in them now are hundreds of times greater than they were when it was just a simple piece of cabbage. So, there's not a single diet out there that wouldn't benefit. Like, we do body ecology macro style. We can do it high protein. We can do it raw. We can do it vegetarian. We can do it vegan. But it's the focus on all this wonderful bacteria coming into the intestines and correcting the intestines that makes the body ecology diet work.
Let me ask you a question, because I want to get this into the segment if we can, because you're telling us about cultured vegetables, and I know people don't know how to make them. So I was going to ask you if you give any workshops, or if you have any workshops coming up that you want to talk about, and also if you would take a moment and tell people how they can get in touch with you or learn more about you and your work.
Well, we do give workshops all the time. Our next one is in Boulder. We're doing another one in Los Angeles after that, and then
how would they find out about this?
And if they go to our website, Body Ecology Diet, that's the name of the book, Body Ecology Diet.
Now they have to write that out?
They do. You have to type the whole thing out, .com. And everything, all my speaking engagements, where we are, is always printed up on there. And I'm also training and certifying body ecologists, people that are in the field of healing already, that want to learn this work, master it, and help us bring it out into the world, because it's very much saving lives. We're having amazing success with autism. And everything else, really.
So they go to, is it www.bodyecologydiet.com?
Yes.
Okay, and that's where they would get the information on learning how to become practitioners?
Yes.
Or information on going
on a
diet?
Certified body ecologist.
And, of course, the book is available everywhere. And we've got another break coming up. We'll be right back after these messages.
Tuning in with Jan Merrill. We'll be right back. Jan Merrill's channeled phone readings can help you access the highest potential for progress in every aspect of your life, including relationships, career, business, and karma. Maximum health, happiness, and prosperity can be attained. Visit www.janmerrill.com and find out how to magnetize more positive people and events to you by having regular channeled phone readings. That's JANMERYL.com. www.janmerrill.com.
This is an important message about the drug-resistant bacteria and deadly viruses that you're hearing so much about on TV and radio. This is Glenn from International Health, and if you're as concerned as I am about the health and safety of your family, or if you have an infection that is not responding to antibiotic therapy, then you should be using ASAP Silver Solution. ASAP Silver Solution is so effective that in clinical studies it killed over 500 different types of bacteria in 5 minutes or less, including staph, ear, sinus, and respiratory infections, food poisoning like E. coli, candida yeast infections, and even anthrax. That's right. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly anthrax spore, yet it's so safe that even children can use it. To order ASAP Silver Solution or to get an information pack with audio tape, call toll-free 877-700-ASAP. That's 877-700-2727 and ask how you can get a free bottle of ASAP. That's 877-700-2727. Call today.
Hi, this is The Wiz. Join me every Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., right here on KFNX, 1100 a.m. The show is called Winning on Wall Street. If you want to turn it around, if you want to learn how to win, if you want to learn how to beat the market, we will show you. We take crystal ball readings. We teach you about the market, how it works, and most important, you have to learn before you can earn. So join me, Mark Mandel, The Wiz, Monday through Friday, Winning on Wall Street, KFNX, 1100 a.m.
Awaken your inner power to heal and foster positive change in your life. Read Energy 101, The Key to Understanding Holistic Health, written by medical intuitive Jan Merrill. Learn self-healing techniques for clearing karma and find out why previous attempts to heal may have failed. Energy 101, The Key to Understanding Holistic Health, explains how your energetic script creates your life and health. To order, go to www.janmerrill.com. That's JANMERYL.com.
1100 KFNX,
a division of North American Broadcasting Company.
Welcome back to Tuning In. Here's your host, Jan Merrill.
Welcome back. This is Jan Merrill. I'm talking to Donna Gates, the author of The Body Ecology Diet. And if you would like to get in touch with Donna for a nutritional consultation, you can reach her at 1-866, the number 4, and the letters B-E Diet, B-E standing for Body Ecology, 1-866-4-B-E Diet. And next week, my guest will be Rebecca Wolf. Rebecca specializes in doing intuitive readings to focus on parent-child relationships. Rebecca will join me right here on Tuning In at this time next week to discuss her readings. If you have children and want to ask Rebecca to channel an answer to a question that you have about your child or about the energy dynamic of the relationship that you have with your child, call in next week at the same time and she will address your problems and your concerns. We have time, I think, for a quick question or two, Donna. I really wanted to ask you, what's the difference between cultured vegetables and spoiled food?
That's a great question, because we've been so brainwashed today to be afraid of food spoiling that when somebody goes to the trouble to make, shred up some vegetables and pack them in a jar and let them sit out for a week and then it's time to open them and eat them, they're afraid there might be something poisonous. And then we have people calling saying, well, I've made them, but how do I know they're safe? Well, they smell great. They smell sour. And if something's spoiled, it smells awful. If something's fermented or cultured, it has a nice fresh smell to it. And by the way, all over the world, all over the country, countries of, say, Germany, they eat cultured foods. For some Germans, a third of their diet is in cultured food. So in this country, we don't eat fermented foods, and it's too bad because it's really and truly one of the greatest secrets to health and to not aging.
When you put out these vegetables and you just leave them out, how do you know what they obviously are? You're saying they naturally ferment?
The vegetables naturally ferment because they have already bacteria in them, and the bacteria in nature, beneficial bacteria predominate. We've been misled to believe that the pathogens dominate, and that is just simply not true. So the good bacteria start to immediately ferment those vegetables, and as time goes on, they increase in number. One of the things we teach people to do just to be extra safe is we have them inoculate the vegetables with a bacteria like Plantarum. Now, Plantarum is a wonderful bacteria because if you eat these foods, and this the Plantarum bacteria starts to grow in the intestines, and someday you have to take an antibiotic, then the antibiotic doesn't destroy the Plantarum. It's one of those hardier bacteria that can resist an antibiotic.
So where do you get this Plantarum from?
From Body Ecology. We've really taken great care to try to bring these, make it easy for people to switch to this new way of eating.
Well, because I read the book and I was going to make the cultured vegetables, and I had recommended it to a client, and then she made it, and she said that after a week she looked at it and she just tossed it.
Well, it's a sour taste, and we're so addicted to sugar. We like salty, we like sweet.
But she didn't know about the Plantarum.
She didn't know?
Oh, she's
afraid of it? Thousands of years people have made these cultured foods. Captain Cook took them with him across the ocean, and he was renowned because most of the people died on these long, trips for months and months, but he would come back with most of his crew intact.
Right.
Sometimes they, jumped overboard and committed suicide or something, but most, they didn't die because of nutritional reasons. And American Indians would bury these cultured vegetables in the ground and come back a year or two later and dig them up and eat them. And
so they can stay out for any length of time?
I've left some culturing for 6, 7, 8 months at a time, and I didn't need them. And then when I was ready for them, just opened them up. It is said that that cultured foods were the food of Noah's Ark, and that our ancestors survived the flooding of the earth at that time because they had fermented foods to eat. Because if there was a period of time where there was no vegetation on the planet because we were underwater.
Right.
This is how people would have lived in China. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say I'm going to have to try it because I haven't. I made a note to do it, and then after I spoke to her, I just kind of put that aside. But again, I don't recall reading about the Plantarum in the book, so I'm going to have to go back and look at it again.
Mm-hmm. Well, our culture food section starts on page 95, and we describe how to make the young coconut kefir from the inside of the coconut. Now, the reason that's so special, and we recommend that people use the kefir starter to start to make the young coconut, because if you start drinking that, the fermented liquid of the young coconut, you can easily then move into dairy products because the dairy-loving bacteria in the young coconut will help you digest dairy soon in a few months.
Well, believe it or not, we're going to have to move on because the hour has flown by as usual. And, you and I, we could do another 2 hours so easily, and I hope that we will be doing. And we talked about doing a show on autism.
I hope that
you will come back and join me. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you, Jan.
I want to thank everybody at KFNX and Cliff at www.earthchannel.org for archiving these shows. And say thank you to our listeners and callers, and hope that you'll all join me every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Arizona time or Pacific time right here on Tuning In for more interactive information about alternative health and the intuitive arts. Until next week, this is Jan Merrill wishing you many blessings.
You've just heard Tuning In with Jan Merrill. For more information on Jan's book, audio cassette tapes, or channel phone readings, visit her website at www.janmerrill.com. That's JanMerrill.com. Or call her at 941-926-0880.